This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got the new KISW Classic Trucker Cap. It's in the rock shop right now. It's looking sweet, man. We had it on, at least I had it on anyway, a lot during Pain in the Grass. And I was getting all sorts of compliments from people I didn't even know. Like, dude, what's up with the hat? I'm like, that's right. Yeah. You know, that can happen for you, too. Get that KISW Classic Trucker Cap now. KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. Or we could whack him instead because it's Whackin' Wednesday.
Whackin'.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whackin'.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you were Mr. Wacky earlier with the perfect 10.
He's back.
Thank you. He's back.
Yeah, two tough, slow days, but he's back now.
I know. He's in the rare Steve Migs savant form.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see if it happens now. We've got Matt in Renton to take on Steve. Matt, are you there?
Hola, guys.
Hey, Matt. Oh, did you say hola, guys, or did you say oh, my God?
I think he said hola.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I said oh, my God. I'm like, that's what are you in the middle of right now?
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Bring Me the Horizon. Tickets are at the Wamu Theater on October 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Damn.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Matt, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What former basketball player's late-night talk show was canceled after only 8 weeks in 1998?
Michael Jordan.
No.
Pat.
In which decade did Queen Elizabeth II start her reign of England?
20.
No.
30.
No.
50.
Yes! What key is to the right of the Z on a standard computer keyboard?
X.
Yes! What sports hall of fame is located in Cooperstown?
Basketball.
No.
Football.
No.
Golf.
No! Sound navigation ranging is better known as what five-letter term?
Repeat the question.
Sound navigation ranging is better known as what five-letter term? Who starred as Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka in... Who starred as Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Gene Hackman?
No. And you're out of time. Two correct.
And you're out of time.
Yeah, and you're out of time.
Drop the deuce right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's third and last. I've only got one correct.
So. Well, you doubled your score.
Oh,
so.
Good job, Matt. Well, Steve, you got a problem because Matt doubled his score from last time. You got a lot.
Yeah, you got your work cut out for you, dude. I know. You were perfect earlier.
Woo!
I don't know if you're going to be able to make it today.
You could beat Matt if he only got his first one, but he doubled the score from the first game. So
mm-hmm. I'm smelling sarcasm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll have to find out, I guess.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah!
yes.
What former basketball player's late night talk show was canceled after only 8 weeks in 1998?
Magic Johnson.
Yes.
That
in which
bad.
In which decade did Queen Elizabeth II start her reign of England?
The 40s.
No.
30s.
No.
20s.
No. What key is to the right of the Z on a standard computer keyboard?
Z.
No.
Q.
No.
X.
Yes.
What?
What sports Hall of Fame is located in Cooperstown?
Baseball.
Yes.
I've been there.
Sound navigation ranging is better known as what five-letter term?
GPS.
Oh, no. No.
GPS. Yes.
NASCAR.
No.
Okay.
NAFTA.
No.
That's it.
Who starred as Willy Wonka in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, he's not my Wonka, but it's Johnny Depp?
Yes. What is the nationality of the first woman in space?
Russian.
Yes. During which decade was the first Super Bowl played?
That would be the 60s.
Yes. What kind of birds would you find in a gaggle?
Geese.
Yes. Which state is located on the northern border of Pennsylvania?
New York.
Yes.
Nice.
Steve, you win 8-2.
Oh.
Yeah, he doubled his score. He
Sorry,
got one
Maddie.
Before.
Good
All right.
job, Steve.
All right, Matt, maybe next
friend.
Time you'll get four right. That'd be cool if,
right?
if we keep up the trend.
And then eight, and then...
Yeah.
I know. Possibilities are endless.
16.
Another one bites the dust.
That's true.
Yep.
Peace out.
Another one bites the dust.
One of the few he did get correct was Queen Elizabeth started her reign in the 50s.
Yep.
And she's the one who is still queen.
Aha.
So.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, was that your impression of her?
Oh, God, a new actress playing me in the new season of The Crown, I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You watch that?
We couldn't get through the first season.
Oh, okay.
We want to,
like...
but it's so slow. It's good, but slow. I only watched it because a former Doctor Who played Prince Philip.
Oh, of course.
And
there
Claire
you go.
Claire Foy actually was really, really good. But now they got a whole new set of actors and actresses that are going to play her a little older now.
Sound navigation ranging is better known as what five-letter term?
Vicky knows this.
Mm. Oh, she doesn't.
No.
Joey knows this.
Audio.
Sonar.
Sonar.
Oh.
Good job, son. He's the smart one of the family.
Yeah.
So it's not NAFTA.
No, it's not NAFTA.
No, it's not NAFTA.
Or NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Which is six letters, by the way.
At least they drive somewhere in NASCAR.
But it was better than the first one you said was GPS.
Yeah. Same idea when you think about it, trying to get around. But
I'm stumped.
Yeah, you were. Congratulations, though. You still won with 8 correct.
Yeah, caller number 8. You are checking out Bring Me the Horizon at Wamuu Theater. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. Well, of course, a big song this year. I mean, has it been? I think it's been on the charts number one longer than any song ever. Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
no signs of slowing down on that one.
No signs of slowing down. I mean, Lil Nas X is Billy Ray Cyrus are kicking ass. Okay. They're making this happen.
It's so crazy because none of it makes sense to be successful. You know
and
what
yet,
I mean?
It's like huge.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. I mean, and everything I see with like the interviews and just the things that Lil Nas X has done, it seems like he's a good dude. So it makes me like the fact that he's hitting all these milestones and making all this money. Also, I know that people hate the song, so I find great humor in that the song just can't and it won't go away.
It is amazing how hated the song is for as popular as it is.
Because I'll be honest, I never hear the song because I'm never listening to stations or I'm exposed to anything that's going to be playing that, like on any like playlist or whatever it may be. The only time I hear this song is my buddy Guillermo Rosas. He's a wrestler. He comes out to the song.
That's it.
LKO boy, and he's got a cowboy hat on, and he just comes out, and then he wrestles with Defy and other places as well, and the whole crowd sings along, and I'm ring announcing, and it's a cool moment because it's just like
wow.
But then there's other wrestlers like Mike Santiago, who's a wrestler. He like gets really mad and wants to kill him because he hates the song so much, so he's like kicking the ropes and going nuts, and it's just like this is fantastic. Everything about this is just hilarious.
Yeah,
it's a stupid song, but man, good for him.
Yeah, it's killing, and it's also causing problems in my wife's hometown.
Why?
Which I thought was really, really funny. My wife is from Wellesley, Massachusetts, and there is a road called Old Town Road. They cannot keep the street sign.
Oh.
And I know this road. I know where this is. And so it's really hysterical. Yeah, 3 times in the last few months, the sign's been stolen. And Wellesley, if you don't know, is it's basically the Mercer Island of Boston. It's a very wealthy community, too. So they're like, come on. You know, who's stealing from us? And it costs like, I think like $300 to replace the sign plus whatever they got to pay the person to go put it on there. So, yeah. So now the local Chamber of Commerce of Wellesley said, hey, guess what? We're going to start making signs, selling them for $25 a piece.
Genius.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's British Columbia, too, having some problems.
Oh, because they have an Old Town Road as well.
They have an Old Town Road, too.
That's
yeah.
too funny.
So there you go.
What if they just turn into trolls instead and just change the name of the road to Old Town Street?
Just to mess with people?
Yeah, Old Town Avenue. Like, so close.
Yeah, so close, but not the one.
So he said Old Town Road is just as annoying as Achy Breaky Heart, which is hilarious because that's Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus has been a part of the two of the more annoying songs in pop culture.
Yeah, that is funny. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, Achy Breaky Heart, people were like, come on.
But then just said that word and now it's stuck in my brain.
Achy Breaky Heart. And don't forget, Billy Ray also gave us Miley Cyrus. So, you know, really, he's given us three things.
I wake up every morning thanking him for that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Miley Cyrus guy.
Yeah, there was a time where Sarah, I think, was kind of a semi-fan of Hannah Montana before Miley, and I hated that. Oh, my God. It was like, thank you, Billy Ray. You've given us Hannah Montana. It's in my house all the time. Oh.
I mean, now, you know,
I like Miley now, but I didn't like her in her Hannah days.
But now she's living the single life, right?
Yeah, that's right. Liam Neeson said peace.
Liam Neeson? She was dating me.
Liam Neeson. I have a certain set of skills.
Apparently, she got tired of those skills.
Yeah, they weren't enough for Miley.
I don't think she's necessarily single right now, because she is dating a gal named Caitlin Carter. They were caught making out.
Oh. I don't think they're dating.
Sure it didn't happen.
I mean, there are pics, actually.
Yeah.
I heard it was orchestrated. Vicky, I don't think they're dating. People are thinking she just did that, and so did what's her face, just to sort of.
Guys are having a conversation.
Well, this is the most gossipy gossip that you can gossip.
But I heard it's not real. Come on. And what's his name? Who's the guy? Liam
Hemsworth.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thor's younger brother.
She was taken.
I will come and I will hunt you, the girl that's after my Miley. I have a certain set of. Never mind. You know what those are. That's funny, man.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Oh, hey.
I like the woman that's supposed to be with Miley, but I'm hearing it's all false. See, that's the thing. You can't trust anything anymore.
Real?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're kissing each other, and maybe they're even getting busy. But, I mean, are they together? Come on.
I don't know, and I don't care.
It is Brody Jenner's ex-fiance.
Oh, I was wondering what she's been up to these days. I was really hurt.
Who's Brody Jenner? Is that Caitlyn's kid?
You don't know
kid?
Brody Jenner? Gosh, VJ.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no idea who Brody Jenner is.
Yeah, I think it's Caitlyn's kid,
right? Yeah, Brody's a dude.
Yeah. All right, that's what it is. Well, there you go.
Someone said there's an Old Town Road in Squim, in case anyone needs a sign.
How's that not been taken a bunch? Or does people in Squim, they just don't care?
It might be taken, for all we know. It's like, what is it? There was that one, there's one that just says a gay road. I think it's in Tacoma-ish, like right by like the EQC. And I heard they had a problem for a while where people were taking that. Oh. I always see people taking pictures right by it.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, I imagine people are taking pictures by there, hopefully for good reasons.
Well, if you're like if you're like a homosexual escort.
Yeah.
I would steal that sign and put it over my door.
Oh, because you're gay road?
Yeah.
Like, that's the road people should travel, Steve's road?
$50.
$50? Wow, you're cheap.
Oh, have you seen me?
Yeah, you're right. This is market value, BJ. Now that I think about it, I'm not too sure anyone's going to take you up on that offer. I think you got to look kind of good. I mean, unless you're looking for the dad bod experience, right? All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Well, you get to make that choice. Your calls, your texts at 917 on the Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yep.
Stop freaking!
Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Oh, is that? Oh, all right. Well, you better. Don't call Beacon when you're doing that. Do that in your own time.
If you have plumbing issues down there.
Ah, that's probably why he would. Yeah. Listeners on the Loose, this is where you get to pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. But remember this, Steve does have a rule.
And that's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Hey, Steve, this might be the first time in the history of this fine program but we actually have a Guinness World Record holder on the line.
Nice.
We have Joel from DuPont. Joel, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Joel. Steve.
This is the guy, the toothpick guy.
Toothpick beard guy.
Okay, so what are the odds that we talk about Joel breaking the record and it turns out he listens?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Odds are pretty good, guys.
Joel.
Odds are pretty good. I'm sitting here at work today. My coworker walks in. I was already at work. He walks in and says, hey, they're talking about you on the radio. And I was like, no way. I'm on the radio now.
Look at you, Joel.
And now
because
of your beard.
And now you're really on the radio now, Joel. You are a big star. Joel, first thing I want to say is you out your damn mind. Of all the Guinness records, why are you sticking toothpicks in your face, especially when you said they hurt? And what was the record? How many toothpicks did you put in your beard?
I put 3,500 in.
There we go.
And why that record? It's because it's what I can do. It's what I was built for. It's what I was made for.
What was the previous record for that?
It was 3,100 and change.
Nice. He's crushed
it. A gentleman with a huge beard, but I managed to oust him for this record.
Yeah, because that's going to be tough. It's one thing if you have like maybe 3 or 4 or 10 toothpicks more, but you went 400 more.
You know, if you're going to go big, or however that goes, I went big or I went home. I did that thing.
Yeah, you did.
When did you figure out, you know what, this is something I need to do? Where were you? What state of mind were you in? I just need to know the backstory behind, you know what, it's time for me to break a world record.
So, I mean, it was a process. I used to teach classes at work. I was a trainer at work. And I'd like to think I was dynamic, but sometimes the people would just start to snooze a little bit in class. So I would stick pencils in my beard and pretend I didn't know they were there just to like see who was paying attention.
That's
awesome.
And
it just kind of evolved from there. So one of my students looked it up and was like, hey, there's a world record for toothpicks in a beard.
And I
just kind of sat in my mind for a while until I finally decided, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to see if I can do this. And lo and behold, it's my talent.
So your students must have just been tripping and so excited when you got this done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They think I'm the coolest thing ever. What do you know?
Oh, man. That's
how long
awesome.
Did it take you for you to get all 3,500 toothpicks in your beard?
Over 3 hours.
Damn.
So the pain that I refer to, the pain isn't my face. The pain is my neck.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of weight on the front of my face for over 3 hours.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
It gets pretty sore after a while.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking to Joel DuPont. He's the guy that holds the Guinness World Book of World Records for having the most toothpicks stuck in his beard. That is a thing. He's got it. And guess what? Somebody else had it before him. So it wasn't like this was James's idea to do this. I should say Joel. And Joel's in DuPont, local guy making this happen. And we've got his picture up on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. You can see him with all 3,500 toothpicks in his beard.
Did the previous record breaker give you a call, like, you know, as like a man-to-man, hey, passing of the torch type of a thing?
You know, I haven't heard from him yet.
Oh,
you know,
he's a jerk.
I'm pretty sure he could take the record back if he really wanted, but then I'm going to take it back from him. So in the end, I will be victorious.
Have you thought about parlaying this into?
Guy,
you could parlay this into some like weird fetish Santa Claus thing if you wanted to around the Christmas season.
Yeah, oh, dude, you Santa. Look amazing if you like Santa.
The BDSM Santa.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
BDSM
yeah.
Claus.
Yeah, I like it. Toothpick Santa. That would be fantastic. Well, Joel, I love that you live here because really, of all the world records, what would we want here in the Puget Sound? We would want the toothpick beard record. Because, I mean, beards are big around here, so that should be our record.
It's an honor to be the Puget Sound area representative in the Guinness World Records.
That is pretty. So did you do it more than once, or did you just wait until the Guinness Book of World Record people were around for you to do this?
Oh, so the first time I did it, so I have a YouTube channel, and I did it on my YouTube just to see if I could.
Uh-huh.
And the very first attempt that I did, I recorded it, stuck it on YouTube, and I actually beat the record by just a little bit in that first try.
I have a great
idea.
And
then I was like, oh, this is a thing. I got to make this official. So I've done it probably 3 or 4 times now.
All right, Joel.
3 or 4 times.
Joel, I got an idea. Steve?
Yes?
You probably think this is a stupid idea.
I'm not letting him put toothpicks on my pubes. No.
Whoa! Wow, Steve, that was
that
not my idea.
Oh, okay, I thought that was what you were going to say. Sorry.
Joel, I might be able to get you on TV, but I there's only one time we can get this done because I want to be self-serving. Every year, Joel, we broadcast a show live from a venue, and usually our good buddy Ellen from Q13, she might come by and cover it, but I would almost guarantee she'll come by and cover it if you would like to try to at least, maybe you don't have to do all 3,500, but if during our show you just hang out with us and stick toothpicks in your beard and be on our broadcast, would you be up for that?
I would be honored.
Oh,
awesome.
Nice. You got to have this for live day.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, for live day in November when we do it at the Snoqualmie Casino. Absolutely. And you know what? We'll take care of you for lunch. We'll get you some crab legs after it's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I'm really sold.
You want
crab stuck in your teeth. You've got the apparatus to fix that.
Oh, good call. Hell, he can help us all out. All right, Joel, I'm going to leave you on hold.
Hold on, BJ. I'm looking at his video, and he also has a video of how many straws can I fit in my beard.
Oh! Well, which one do we want? Do we want the toothpicks?
Too.
You got that record, too? Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
Both records, straws and toothpicks.
Well, then what's the next thing you're going to stick in your beard?
Yeah, we should do a new thing and have me do it, too.
Noodles.
Have a beard off.
Gosh, there's no end. Chopsticks, clothespins, who knows?
What about spaghetti? Hard spaghetti.
Hard spaghetti.
You know, that might get a little brittle and breaking. They need to be strong.
I like the chopsticks. I mean, you know what? Just chopsticks. I mean, crying. That's our cuisine around here, man.
And they have a great Asian food restaurant at Snoqualmie.
So you could do chopsticks for our live day? You could put it, see how many you could put in your beard?
Why not? Let's find out together.
All right.
Yeah, I wonder what the record is.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I'll break it.
And you'll do it at live day.
Joel is a smack-talking, toothpick-bearding guy, and I love that. And all right, Joel, I'm going to put you on hold. Rev will tell you what we got to do, the date, and we'll figure this all out. But we would be honored to have you with us on live day. That would be fantastic.
It will be my pleasure, guys.
This is awesome. What a great day.
I mean, live day's planned.
Yeah. What a great, great sort of serendipitous moment where we just figured we were just reading some crazy story about some guy anywhere in the country. Turns out the Guinness Book of World Record toothpick beard guy is right here in the Seattle area.
The videos are pretty awesome. Like, you have to go to, what is his YouTube page called?
Joel Nert.
All right, Joel.
Nert, N-E-R-T.
Yep, all one word.
Joel Nert. And you can see all the stuff that he puts in his beard. The straw one is amazing. Actually, that one's really cool looking.
Maybe we should have
what about the clove sticks?
I like it.
How do you get them to stick in, though? Like, that's the only thing. If you can get them to attach.
Ecstasy, clearly.
Okay, ecstasy, glow sticks, live day. This sounds like a wonderful time.
This is all coming together. Oh, someone wants to know how many suction cups can I fit on my head.
Your head?
Yeah, I wonder if there's a record. I'll break it that day.
You're not going to break anything.
Dude, your head's going to look all purple and like tentacle-y.
Yeah. Because acupuncture.
Your wife's not going to be happy.
I get you the acupuncture people that do that.
Oh, they cupping?
Yeah, they can cup your head.
Cupping my head.
Oh, you'll love it.
It sounds like some weird game we used to play in college.
Would you like to play Cup My Head?
Let's go to Urban Dictionary and make sure we're not saying something really bad. 206.
Someone says he could spend all of live day loading up his beard with stuff, and by the end of the live day, he'll have the record.
I know, that's the idea. We'll just have them hanging out with us on stage, and they'll be fun to watch.
This is amazing.
This will be like, this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. We're going to start a tradition. We're going to have everybody trying to break records on live day.
Dude,
I love this.
I'm looking at his YouTube channel. Apparently, he won big at the casino, at Red Wind Casino. He won free Pepsi for life.
For life? Wow, this guy is like,
he's a born winner.
Joel's a guy. He's a guy that does things like this. Look at Joel.
We need to associate with Joel.
Yeah, we do.
The guy he just sweats victory.
He sweats victory.
Sweats victory.
I think he should get a t-shirt and have that on there. Joel sweats victory.
This guy rocks.
All right, you're picking the topic. You're guiding the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Maybe you sweat victory. We got your calls. We got your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock at 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Let's go to Manuel in West Seattle. Manuel, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Manuel. What you got for us, buddy?
Oh, I can't really follow up with Joel's story, but I've got somewhat of a feel-good story.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know what you're... If you follow up with the story, you can just tell us what you're doing. Are you fighting? Are you trying to run from the police? Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Oh, I'm delivering right now.
Oh, there he is. Oh, what are you delivering, man? Can you tell us, or will you get in trouble?
Oh, meat and dairy to restaurants.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
This guy is the best guy ever. He's bringing the goodness to every restaurant so we can enjoy it.
Yes.
Oh, Manuel, you're the hero.
He's delivering the two things my wife loves, meat and dairy.
That's right.
He's a vegan woman.
Oh, Manuel, can I get you to make a delivery to Puyallup just to piss off
his
wife?
A little pit stop?
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, what you got for us today, Manuel?
All right, so back in 2012, when I was working at Walmart, I went overnight and to help out. And me and, like, five managers and 10 other employees went to IHOP to eat for lunch. And there's only one waitress, and having to table all of us. Oh. Well, I was the lowest paid there, and nobody else even tipped her. And when I heard about that, I went back and I gave her $20. Said, sorry for these guys being the way they are.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit that I got.
So you're the lowest paid dude at the Walmart. Everybody you're there you go with is making more money than you, and they are just like, and like you said, the late night lady, man, who wants to be working those hours? And she's got to schlep for all of you, and they don't leave a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always think that sucks when like you go to a late night place and it's like you could tell like there's only one waitress and it's like around 2-3 in the morning and you can just see the look on that person's face like I can't handle this.
Yeah,
and it sucks that like she's being punished because they don't have more employees there to help out.
See, I see that. And by the way, Manuel, congratulations to you because you know what? A guy who's got a generous heart will go far in life. And I'm sure you're probably going to be like owning something or at least making big dough because you're a good dude, man. Good job.
Can I ask Manuel a question?
I'm trying to move up.
Okay, I have one question for you, though. If you had to pick favorite meat and favorite dairy item.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, man. The favorite meat we don't even sell. We do. It's the porterhouse steak, though.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you know, Manuel, you ever get those? You know what? No restaurant deserves that. Manuel deserves that. All right, bring it to Steve's Traeger. He'll help you out with it.
Favorite dairy.
Dairy, I'd have to say melted jack cheese.
Yes.
Oh,
good call. Good. Appreciate the call, Manuel.
That's my test. I was just making sure that he's actually in the know.
That's your test? You're a cheese and meat expert now?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Steve, what's your favorite dairy?
Oh,
my favorite dairy? That's a good question.
I know his favorite dairy.
Ice cream.
Yes, of course.
Wait, that's a dumb question. All right,
What kind of ice cream?
Salted caramel.
That's another dumb question.
I know.
See, my favorite dairy is chocolate milk.
Okay, first of all.
But my wife hates me, so I don't.
Except during the holiday seasons, though, right, Rev?
Oh, and then it's eggnog all the way.
What about you, BJ? What's your favorite dairy?
I don't care to ask this question or even talk about this.
I love Colby Jack cheese.
Oh,
Pepper Jack. Nice. Yeah.
You know what? Can you guys start your own little podcast called Dairy Talk and make sure I'm not invited?
Or called Meat and Dairy.
Meat and Dairy?
Oh, hey, listen, you know what?
I'm in.
Knowing you stupid idiots will probably be a big hit and I'll be more, you know, angry just like the Lulu friggin' Instagram page.
Oh, yeah. Follow Lulu at Lulu the Warrior Princess. She's got some good pictures up there. One that looks like she's really stoned, which is pretty funny.
Nice. On Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
I'm going to go talk to Ben over here.
Don't you want to see the picture?
No, I really don't.
I do. I do.
I really don't.
It's really
you guys
cool.
Can look at it in your own
Lulu
time.
Lulu the Warrior Princess, one word.
Yep, just one word.
Okay. We are doing a radio. The hell's she doing with her tongue?
I don't know.
She's stoned,
bro.
Simmons? That tongue is ridiculous. I've never seen a dog with a tongue that long. What?
Look at her. She looks
Dude,
big.
The dog is the tongue is longer than she is.
She's drug free for all that want to know.
She's straight edge.
Okay, straight good.
Edge.
Did you googly eye friggin' Lulu? Did I see that picture?
Oh yeah, there's one of those on there.
Okay. I'm gonna go into your Instagram account, BJ, and like all her pictures.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not
going right
do
now.
Do not do that, Vicky. I'm changing the password.
There's another one with her in a long tongue. I'm trying to find it. It's a good one, man.
We almost said a bad word. You guys are such. Can I talk to Ben, please?
All right, you can talk to whoever you want,
dear. Ben, please save the show. Ben, you are on the rock.
Hi.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
You guys were talking about tips earlier.
And we were just talking about tips recently. Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys make sure that they see you leave a tip?
If I'm at like a bar, like where they have like the tip jug right in front of you, yeah, I want them to know that I'm tipping.
Like a restaurant, because my girlfriend does that, but I don't. You know, I don't make sure that they see me.
Well, if you sign it on, if you sign it like, you know, on the receipt as opposed to leaving cash, then they're going to know you did it. But I suppose, yeah, you know, I don't like leaving cash anymore because you just never know if somebody else will take it, whatever. If I leave a really good tip and I really love the service, then I will go up to her and give it to her and make sure
over.
And say,
put
hey,
this
look.
In your pocket. Don't share it with your coworkers.
Yeah. You know, because if I want them also to know I really appreciated the job they did. But most of the time I don't do that. I just leave it and go. I just write it on the receipt and just go. And does your girlfriend think you should do it? I don't think it's bad if you don't. If you leave a tip, who cares if you see?
Yeah, that's how I see it. But, like, if you're at the counter and, you know, and then they turn around to grab a drink or something, you know, and I'll just put the tip in the jar and,
Oh, you know, like, hey. Yeah. You know what, dude? If you are at a counter and you're going to stay there and get service, I agree with your girlfriend, because you want them to know that you appreciate what they do, and also you might get better service, especially if you're at a crowded bar. I will tell you, man, if you can afford it, you know, drop a 10 or a 20 right at the beginning. Just when you get that first drink, you
set
look
the tone.
Make the eye contact and go, hey, man, it's, you know, and I always tell them, I go, look, I get a little tipsy and I don't want to forget to give you this now, so I'm going to do it now so later on I don't get tipsy and forget. You give them that 20 right off the bat, dude, they will look you in the eye and make sure you're always cool. It's amazing. At a crowded bar, people go, why is this guy always getting service? It's because I took care of it up front. It's a good thing to do to let them know that you've done it.
The tipsy tipper.
Well, I use that as like, because I feel like I don't want to look like, hey, I'm a baller and I'm going to give you the 20. So I came up with a good thing. Like, so I go, hey, I'm doing this now because I just don't want to be drunk and forget.
Just get a bunch of ones and just like make it rain in front of them as they're serving you a drink.
God, I would love to make it rain someday.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I would love to, man.
We can make it happen.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, Joe knows what's up.
Yeah, Joe
knows how to make it rain.
He's been to Vegas.
Recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vicky and I and Danny went down to the old Portland strip clubs.
Yep.
And you made it rain.
Oh, we made it rain.
In $2 bills.
Yeah. $2, that's right. They make you pay $2
actually,
bills.
Actually, he
there.
Didn't. Joey was mad. He didn't want right. to make it rain $2 bills.
Yeah. Have you seen the handheld register, like ways of paying at certain restaurants nowadays? There's a place in Bellevue I saw, and a couple other places where it just looks like your cell phone with a swiper, and they come over.
Oh, yeah.
And they put it in and they hand it over so you can put how much of a tip.
Mock Sporting House has that. That's, yeah.
It's cool, but it's because it's quick. I like that. But it's always so awkward because it's like hovering over your shoulder as you're tipping. And you're just like, Hey, what's up?
Some of the servers are getting hip to how awkward that is, and they walk away. They just leave it to you and walk away. You're right. But if they just stay there waiting for you to feel
it's
like...
It's awkward for both parties.
Yeah, you're like,
you're just like, okay, I get what you're waiting for, but it just feels like you're looking in, because you have to sometimes put your pin in, too.
It's like that, you know, when the bellman drops off your bags. It's that awkward, like, oh, I got to give you something. Maybe, you know...
Oh, they put their hand on. High five.
Oh, yeah, high five the thing with the handout. Steve's like, hey, brother.
I'm like, I always, when I go to the hotel, and they're always like, good, do you need help going? I'm like, no, I have one bag. It's got wheels on it. I know. I just feel like I don't want to wait for someone to bring my bag up to me.
That ruined, by the way, wheelie bags ruined their lives.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm old enough to remember there were no wheelie bags. You had to carry your luggage, and therefore that's why they were so helpful, having, you know, being able to take it up to your room, because there was no wheelie luggage. Ruined their life. I bet they were like, my God, I hate that. They're probably hunting the guy down that created it.
Speaking of tips, someone said I delivered pizza one time to this girl. She paid me in a bag of coins, which I didn't mind. She apologized and said it was from her tips. When I got back and counted it, it was exact change. She paid me with her tip money, but didn't tip me. I was not happy.
Wow. Yeah, that's BS.
Ouch.
First, you give him the change, which he's got to go through, and you don't tip him, and then you let him know it's your tip money. At that point, she has just killed herself in karma. If you're a server and you don't tip, you guess what? The karma gods are going to just give you nothing for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I hope.
Oh yeah, I mean, come on. How do you not serve? How do you not be a server and tip other servers? How do you do that?
So I want to know, hey guys, what's your favorite fair food? That's right, because the fair's coming.
Oh, I can't forget. Yeah.
Scones. Always scones.
You know, I've never been.
We have to fix that this year.
I know.
This should be the year we all go to the fair. Maybe
if somebody's willing to drive and drive me back, I will do it.
I'll drive, but you got to figure out your way back because it's in Puyallup, and that's where I live.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
You could crash at night and then you'd have
me. Your wife will let me stay at your house, really?
Yeah, let me text her first.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I got a spare room.
Yeah, because I love elephant ears.
Elephant ears
fried
dogs
are so good.
So good, and I haven't had one in forever.
I think I'm with the Rev. With scones.
Scones are good.
I've never had it, and I still want to do it. And I came close when we went and walked around Market Days in Chicago because they were available. But it's such a baller thing to do. I just want one of those big, fat turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I just want to walk around like a member of the Flintstones with and just eat this thing.
I've done it before. About 10 minutes after you're into it, you realize you're just carrying around a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a pain in the butt when you're completely full and you still have this huge hunk of meat that you're carrying around.
But you throw it away.
You don't want to.
No,
because there's
still
good meat on there.
He's right. You
just ride the roller coaster while you have this turkey. You're like holding it like you're like a warrior.
They're so messy. It's so ridiculous. Like, you need to do it at least once, but once was good enough for
Steve's
me.
Steve's got
to
be trashed. If he's trashed, no problem. If he's sober Steve, sober Steve will be like, why did I do this?
I'll drop my car from my house. Someone pick me up. We go to the fair.
Okay. Who's driving? Because you don't want to drive and I don't want to drive.
I don't know. We could hit up our friend Rich and Levi from Lion Pride Party Buses and take the party bus to the Puyallup Fair.
If he party buses us, because you know, sometimes there's traffic, which means we can have some beverages on the way.
Oh, boy.
I might be in for that.
Just drunk day at the fair?
Oh, God.
Sold.
That's
absolutely
great.
You had me at drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
So it's an earthquake burger. Yeah, a burger with caramelized onions.
Yes.
That's great fair food.
Yeah, see, I've got to, like, pace myself, because there's also the new stuff that I've never had since I've been to a fair. I can't remember the last time I've been to a fair.
Deep-fried stuff.
Deep-fried everything, and I want to try it. I just want to have a complete cheat day and go, I'm going to go do this.
All right, so, Vicky, what's your favorite fair food?
So, I've only seen this once, and it was, like, at a little mini fair, Sioux Food Fair they had, and it's a whole potato that they kind of spiral.
Oh, yes!
Fry the whole thing, and then they'll add whatever seasonings you want. So I got like a Parmesan Italian seasoning.
Oh, boy.
And then you just eat the whole potato off the stick. It was so good.
So damn good.
And the only other place this is the only place I ever get cotton candy. Like, I never get it at a ballpark. So when I think of fairs, I think of cotton candy.
Oh, interesting. That's old school. Candy. She's going old school with that one.
So this is pure buffalo chips are amazing. Also, I mean, the Krusty Pup.
Yeah.
What?
See, you can't go wrong.
Corn dog?
No. Yeah.
It's just like super crustier.
We're not taking Steve's dog like and putting it in the microwave. That's not what we're doing.
Oh, the cow chip cookies are great, too.
Yes.
Oh, but they sell those everywhere, right, now?
Yeah, but you can get them warm there, usually.
Oh, warm cow chip. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody even said, BJ, you could go to Karma after the fair for Marty and Yelm.
Oh!
There you
but
go.
The problem
Boom.
Is, who's going to be hungry enough to go to Karma?
Well, you make room.
We walk to Karma from the fair.
Oh, yeah.
It's a few miles. Actually, it's several miles. Uphill.
If I spend the night, though, the next day you guys can take me to Karma. Look at him. He's looking at that. That's never going to happen. I can see the look on his face like, 2 days with this guy? No.
If food's involved, I'm down.
I am, too. I know you and I would have a good time. How about this? How about we ask your wife to go stay with her folks or something, and you, me, and Ted, we just go to the fair with anybody else that wants to go, and then we go to Karma the next day.
Pretty much sum up what we do every once in a while with Ted.
Let's do it. I haven't been with Ted in a long time, either, and I like Ted.
That sounds great.
Let's the three of us go to the fair.
Oh, now we're phasing out everybody else on the show?
They can come for the fair part, but I think
they
can
spend the night.
All right. Uh-huh. Look, it's your house. I'll have everybody spend the night, but I'm just getting my own room is all I'm saying. I want a bed.
But Ted's already got dibs on that room.
Well, I need a bed.
And now
Ted's
with the baby stuff going on, we're going to get rid of the guest bed.
Oh.
You need to get the couch with Lulu.
No, Lulu stays with me.
Really? You're getting rid of the guest bed just for that baby?
That baby. Yeah, you know, it kind of needs a room.
The baby doesn't need a room until, you know, maybe a year or two.
All right, fine. I'll hold off until we do this, and then I'll get the baby.
The baby can sleep with you and the mama.
Why not? Well, if your wife's not going to be there, you might as well just, you know, spoon each other in his bed.
So it says, you just get a hotel, BJ.
Wow. You know, Vicky makes everything weird.
There is a hotel, like, blocks away from the fair.
There you go.
That actually, that's how I would do it, probably. I could do that.
I'll stay a night at a hotel.
All right, let's do this.
Then we all just get really rip-roaring drunk.
Okay.
I don't have to worry about making a mess in my house.
Okay, there we go. We gotta plan this, though, because my weeks are up. My weekends are getting really busy. I'm a busy guy.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right.
So it says, Steve, I'll drive. I live behind the archery range. You know where that is.
Oh, you know where that is.
Yeah, it's just down the block from where I live.
Okay, I love this. Well, we've answered that question, but we still have this question to answer. What's Orion Castle and comic books have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What's Orion Castle and comic books have in common?
I'm on this show at least once every day.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
They're both put in a protective plastic sheath, which just texted in.
That's good.
That's true.
You gotta make sure. I believe that's Mylar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gotta be careful. Don't want to ruin that book. It could be worth something.
I'm in pristine condition.
Yeah, we don't want Ryan could be worth something in about 30 years.
You can find both in BJ and Vicky's bedrooms.
Yeah, you can.
Word. Steve can finish both in a matter of minutes.
Word.
True.
Yeah.
They have multiple issues.
Yeah. Yeah, you got more issues than Spider-Man.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That hits a little close to home, to be honest.
They're both pretty much worthless when they're ripped.
That's a good one, too.
Clever one.
We got some good ones here.
I do some of my best work ripped. I would argue that one.
Yeah. Got a couple in St. Louis. They recently cut the lock off a storage unit and stole about 3,000 comic books And if they just went on eBay to try to sell them, it'd be okay. But they ended up trying to sell them to somebody who ended up being the owner of the storage cube. So they were like, hey, you want to buy these comic books? He goes, yeah, they're mine.
That looks familiar.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, they're in trouble now. They're going to jail. Yeah. Ryan Castle. Oh, he's ripped. And he's up next for the Morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
My wife, Lulu, and I, we went on a walk. Yesterday, it's recycling day, so the recycling truck is going around the neighborhood, right?
Oh, fun time for dogs.
All of a sudden, I see the guy that's driving the recycling truck. He's waving at me. And I'm like, oh, maybe something's wrong with my recycling. I don't know. So I go up there, and he goes, hey, hey. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? He goes, do you know that there's a Dairy Queen inside of an orange tulip?
No way!
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So by, you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.